Welcome to the Women Living Well After 50 podcast. I'm Sue Long Carrick and I'm passionate about inspiring, motivating, supporting and informing women over 50 to embrace this exciting time of life. Health and wellness in mind, body and spirit are the foundations for living well, but there is so much more to a life well lived. Each week through conversations with my guests, I'll be presenting topics that will help us all to live well and enjoy life. So join me as we discover new ways to become women living well after 50. Are you ready to start living? What are you waiting for? Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of the Women Living Well After 50 podcast. I'm Sue Long Carrick and it's lovely to have you join me. So when we get life's challenges thrown at us, as I said, we either accept it or we don't. And so the other week I was looking at it, it was this week actually, I was reading a blog post from Denise Whelan's Words and Picks, and she was talking about the word determined and to describe herself. And she posed a question, what descriptors might you add yourself these days? So for me, it made me stop, think and reflect, because the last couple of months with these health issues, it's been a time of coming to terms with conditions and you know, despite living the healthy lifestyle, I've had to come to learn that I don't have control over these conditions because of genetics. And so I mulled over the word determined and I came up with my idea of who I am based on each letter. And I'm also determined to live well and enjoy life, which is my tagline on the Women Living Well After 50 podcast and website. And despite having to make some tweaks in my health, I'm determined to live well and enjoy life. And I'm asking you the question, are you? So having just completed another year around the sun and at 66, I'm determined to make the most of every day with enthusiasm and zest. So how did I come up with the different descriptions for the word determined? And I'd love you to do the exercise at the end because it really helped me focus on being determined to enjoy my life. So D, I'm driven. I can't help myself. I love to achieve things. I'm a driven person. If you want something done, just ask me. I like to get the balance, though, of having time out, but I can't do that for too long. And the last couple of months have shown me that I can't really step back from life. So I'm a driven person. E, I'm an exerciser. And despite the little health hiccup, I'm going to be back to my exercising daily, finding things that I enjoy to exercise and to keep my body moving, because it's so important to move our body and to stay strong, to be healthy and to live well. For tea, I'm a traveller, and at the moment my husband and I are planning a trip to Europe in November for a river cruise. I love to travel. I love to explore. And now that the pandemic is behind us, or we've just learning to live with it, we are taking off. And so I enjoy traveling. I enjoy meeting new people, learning about new cultures. E, I'm an empath. I feel empathy for other people. I'm there for them and I can feel how their emotions are and I feel for them. So I'm an empath. For R, I'm a role model, or at least I try to be. So I like to be, the way I live my life, I want to be a good role model for my family, my children, my grandchildren, my friends, the women from the Women Living Well After 50 community, because I think it's incumbent upon us, as especially as we age, to share our wisdom, to live our life, to inspire others and to just live a good life where we are a role model for others, and to show them and teach our children and grandchildren how to live well. M, I'm a mum, and I'm a mum to two children in their 40s. So they really aren't children anymore. But I think for those of you who are mothers out there, you do know that, as mothers, our children will always be our children, no matter what age they are. That's for saying I love you every day. And I make a point of saying it to my husband, my children, my grandchildren often, every day, but with meaning. I don't want it to lose its value. But saying I love you every day to those close to you and how much they mean to you is so important for relationships and closeness. N is for Nan. And I'm a Nan at to beautiful grandchildren, two beautiful grandsons, and that's my favorite description of me. I love spending time with them. They teach me so much, and it's just a joy in my life. And I know that those of you who have grandchildren too find that joy as well. There's something so special about being a nan or a grandmother or a grandma, whatever you're known as. It's such a special relationship. E, I'm an encourager. I love to encourage people to do the best that they can, to live their best life, to be the best they can. You don't have to be on the world stage, but I love to encourage people to achieve what they want to achieve their dreams, and to encourage them along the way, because you're never too old and it's never too late. I started the podcast in my mid-60s, or at 63. I started being a personal trainer. I trained for that when I was 64, so it's never too late. And D, I'm a dreamer. I still love to have my goals and dreams and plans for what I'd love to do. And I think that once you lose the thought of dreaming, a little bit of magic goes out of your life. So, what are you determined about? Will you reflect on the word and come up with something that's relatable to you? Will you, like me, be determined to live well and enjoy life? I hope so, because life is short. We only get one chance, and we do need to make the most of every day. So that's it for me. I hope you have a great week. It's lovely to chat with you, and I hope that this podcast episode has helped you to just take time and reflect on who you are and what you want to be. So until next time, remember to live well, enjoy life, and most of all, be a woman living life your way. Bye for now.